Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and the satellite as we stream online right now, live. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all the people working on the coronavirus effort to help keep us free and safe. Thank you so very much. Now, let's not forget about the fact the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers are all out there too, along with the roughnecks out there on the rigs in the United States as well as around the world, helping to keep America moving along. Now, follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And like the page and then jump into the chat room like a whole bunch of people are doing. And they are opining with us right now. And we'll say howdy to them here in a minute. But let me get to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I'm going to do a little self-promotion here because I've had several people ask me how they can get this radio show on their local station instead of listening to us either on the stream or iHeartRadio or however they're doing it. And there is a way to do that. And what you do is whatever your station is, wherever you're at, whatever you listen to, of course, we'd like it to be a conservative station and not one of those liberal monkey mucks, but get us on in the middle of the night and just say, hey, there's a show that comes out at 2 o'clock. It's on till 6, and if you can't play the whole show, maybe you can play an hour or two of it, but you're really going to like it. It's called the Captain's America Third Watch, and I've had a lot of people do that in different areas, which is how we got on the radio in different areas.
Well, exactly, and there's a reason why it's the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, because people are literally hearing tomorrow's news tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And that so many, and I tell people, Captain, all the time, you know, news breaks on the Third Watch.
Yep.
A lot of times, you know, we're right smack dab in the middle of events,
yep.
And we're able to bring that to people.
Yep, and I'm sitting here right now watching a protest going on where they're trying to set up these adjunct third world communities in Washington, D.C. and New York City, and the cops aren't having any part of it, so they don't go just so far, and then they push them all back out of the area.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And in the meantime, we need to talk about this Black Lives Matter and what they're doing. Did you see what happened in Madison, Wisconsin, after they knocked over a statue? They went after this Democrat. Of all people, they went after a Democratic senator, who's technically one of them, who was watching this and using his phone to videotape what was going on. They went after him, beat him up, and busted his phone up.
That's just incredible. What we're seeing, Captain, it's through these kinds of acts. You know, protesting is one thing. You know, the country has a long history of protesting and so forth, of course, First Amendment rights. But what we see, Captain, is that there's a mob sort of takeover mentality. You know, let's go burn this down. Let's go tear down this statue, et cetera, et cetera, as opposed to going through the way that any of us should go through, and that is of in an orderly fashion, go through the channels, go to the city council, you know, make your statement, this kind of thing, and get change going that way.
You know how you get rid of a statue if you don't like it?
How's that?
You start a petition.
Well, yeah.
Then you go to the city council or wherever the statue happens to be, and you present it, like you say, at one of their meetings, but it starts with a petition.
Well, sure, because, again, this is otherwise, what is to stop anybody else to say?
Well, what we're watching is vandalism.
Well, it's vandalism. It's destruction of property.
Yep.
It creates literally a public nuisance. People get hurt, especially when these statues fall on people.
Yeah.
It's completely unorganized in that sense. But people watch this, Captain, and what's to stop them from concluding, hey, I don't like that thing over there, whatever it is. I'm just going to go set fire to it.
Well, I will say this, okay, and this is where it's backfiring. With the cameras that we had, with the pictures that were taken, with all the different closed-circuit surveillance stuff that they got, with the other things that they had that we saw, they are now starting to make arrests, especially in Minneapolis, over the riots that took place because they've identified some of these people. So be careful what you wish for, boys and girls.
Well, right, and some people actually took, I think even here in L.A., the L.A. area, they took photos of themselves doing things in the riots, and they're just easily identifiable.
Yeah, that's how they caught the guy that torched the, the Target? He came out, he took a picture of himself as he was throwing the Molotov cocktail over his shoulder, and then he threw a couple more bottles, people took pictures of him, and they caught him with just a perfect shot coming out of the direction of where he threw the Molotov cocktails to start the fire.
Right, exactly. But you know, one of the really scary things about this whole thing, Captain, is that we are now seeing politics being played out with violence. Violence against the senator you just mentioned, and violence against people who are simply maybe a different viewpoint or came out to express their opinion, whatever it might be. But now, if we walk into the streets, are we to be afraid that somehow there's going to be unrest and this kind of thing? That's not how we do things in this country.
Well, again, to answer Cindy, and Cindy's in Sacramento, your state, she's saying, "You mean to tell me they're finally going to arrest some people, Cindy?" I'm telling you, they're going after dozens of riot suspects that were spotted and identified on the security video cameras, especially in Minneapolis. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, you know, Kyle didn't tell you anything that's not true because a few years ago, we had about a half dozen stations, and they were pretty much in Florida and our sister station up in Atlanta. And I'm trying to remember, there was a one up in Augusta, Georgia. We had two, which wound up getting sold, and now they play country western music. And I wonder how that's working out for them. Well, right about now, they're probably wishing that they had stayed where they were at. But anyway, that's what it's all about, is growing and gaining more stations, and we continue to, and thank goodness for that. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. You know, I've been taking Relief Factor religiously for 4 years. I take it because of the arthritis I've got. And simply put, folks, it works for me. Now, you can start with the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start for $19.95 and see if it works. You got 3 weeks to figure out if it works. Take it the way it tells you to take it, and I'm sure it will work for you. Tens of thousands of people have done that here on the radio program, and they've been very happy. I've gotten a lot of messages back and forth about the people who just said one word to me, thank you. And I appreciate that. Now, the website they gave me to tell you about is relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website. You'll see a little 2.5 minute tutorial there from the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. Watch the video and then order the product. The 3-week quick start, $19.95. You'll know by the end of that 3rd week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. Relieffactor.com/captain. It's an all natural product that's got your name all over it if you're suffering from pain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, President Trump's national security advisor is saying that the United States is finally waking up to the Chinese threat. And, yeah, there's a Chinese threat out there, isn't there?
Well, there certainly is, not just economically, but also geopolitically as well. The Chinese government has been building up their forces. There have been numerous, scrapes in the South China Sea about these islands that China was essentially building there, artificial islands, and warning off American ships or planes. I mean, this is all for real.
We have three aircraft battle groups on the fringe of the South China Sea. That hasn't happened in a long time, and that's how serious we regard this threat.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, not only with all of this, the COVID-19 that originated in China and the issues that the Chinese are actually dealing with there, but, of course, the unrest and all the things politically happening in the United States, there's always stuff happening around the world that we have to be ready for. And I think that the Chinese government is looking to increase its influence, obviously, but also maybe eyeing things like Taiwan, just like they're making these moves in Hong Kong regarding the security laws and this kind of thing. All these things that Americans should be very concerned about.
Well, that's true. And something that I'll guarantee you did not hear about, and most of the audience, probably 99.9%, never heard a word about. Yesterday, the Senate approved their 200th Trump federal judge nominee.
That's right. And, you know, Captain, the legacy of a president is not only played out in the Supreme Court nominees and justices, which are the most visible, but it has to do with all these other federal bench appointments that can go on for a long, long time, whether they be a Clinton appointee,
right,
or a Biden, pardon me, Obama. I almost said O'Biden.
O'Biden.
The O'Biden appointments, So whoever it is, but those last years and years after a president leaves office, and this is one of the things that the Democrats are so frightened of. They know that a reelected President Trump means that for many, many years following, the Democrats could be thwarted from some of their ridiculous attempts to legislate from the bench.
Now, we talked about this briefly, but I'll mention it again. The Wisconsin governor activated the National Guard after the violence in Madison, especially where the state senator got beaten up for doing absolutely nothing but having a video going on his cell phone watching what the demonstrators were doing. And then the National Guard also sent unarmed members to protect the D.C. National Monument. So they won't be armed with weapons, but they'll have their nightsticks and their self-defense pepper spray and all that stuff with them.
One would hope, Captain, that because mobs can overwhelm other unarmed forces.
Yes, they can.
But one would hope, Captain, that there's going to be some kind of line that they won't cross, and that's my hope. But I hope that we don't learn a lesson the hard way here, because they literally are hell bent on this kind of chaos, this kind of destruction. They don't care about erasing history. And it's interesting too, Captain, because they want to pull down statues of abolitionists as well. I mean, unfortunately, this is just a scattershot of violence. It's terrible.
Now in Seattle, the CHAZ or CHOP leaders, whichever name you prefer, have urged their protesters to go home. They're down from 6 city blocks to 3. They'd like to take that down to 0. The city officials are trying to negotiate with them to get that done. And the organizer of the Seattle CHOP group right now is throwing his support behind Vice President Joe Biden and all the Democrats. He's telling them, go home and vote for all the Democrats.
This is really extraordinary.
It's not what they went there for to begin with, I guarantee you that.
Well, no, and somehow the people that took over this area, and of course we know of the violence and the death that occurred, the shootings, we had a report of a rape as well within the CHOP, and now their standard bearer is Joe Biden. What kind of endorsement is that? And honestly, and I'll say it, Joe Biden needs to reject their endorsement
of
any
kind. No kidding.
And the press shouldn't let him be, and they should, not let him be there in his basement until he says, no, I'm not for thuggery.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not for violence of any kind, and that's what they're all about, is forcing their issue down the throats of the people that don't necessarily want it. Now, the Houston Astros and their owner, Jim Crane, said that he plans on allowing fans at the baseball games to make up for lost revenue. We're hearing that baseball players will be allowed to report to their camps, should they decide to, on July the 1st, and the games will start about the middle of July. It'll be a 60-game season, and even if the big boys that make the big bucks don't want to show up, you watch and see how fast those minor league players get there.
Well, right, yeah.
If they want to play.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fluid situation. One of the things that we'll have to watch out for is that if anybody, any of the support team, the trainers, or anybody involved with the MLB, if they start testing positive for COVID-19, it could put the kibosh on everything.
Well, they already had that happen here in our backyard with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They had a couple of assistant coaches and a couple of players that tested that way, and now they have to quarantine for a couple of weeks. But, you know, that's what it is. And it doesn't mean that they've got it. It just means they tested positive.
Right. But out of an abundance of caution, you're right, they closed the training facilities at that time. And the same thing, we're seeing the same thing happen with restaurants or other companies. Yeah.
Now, before we finish this off, I'm going to talk about something here. We've heard about a lot of people that have been signing up for these tickets to these campaigns, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, whether it's the Biden campaign, whether or not it's the Trump campaign, whether or not it's the XYZ campaign, when you fill out that information and you sign up for those tickets or whatever to go to a rally or whatever the deal might happen to be, that is harvesting information that you're giving them. You're going to get on their email list. You're going to get on their cell phone list. You're going to get all kinds of things, whether you want it or not. So be careful what you do.
Right. But also at the same time, Captain, let's just say that Joe Biden or a Democrat nominee would have a rally and a bunch of Republicans got the tickets, and then a Republican congressman said, hey, look what we did.
Yep. And then finally, the new Ukraine tapes that have come out. Have you heard about this?
What's that?
Hunter's millions were discussed. The Ukrainian minister of parliament revealed the new Biden-Poroshenko tapes that are out there, where Biden and Poroshenko were going back and forth about, well, you know, for so-and-so, if you want to help my son, you want to do this, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it was actually the discussion back and forth about money being given to Hunter Biden, not Joe, Hunter Biden.
Well, you know, Captain,
and I don't think that that's legal.
Well, no kidding. And as we race towards the conventions, virtual or whatever, but race towards November, this could only heat up. I mean, talk about, this is the campaign that the Biden campaign doesn't want to talk about. They don't want to talk about this stuff, but it's getting front and center again.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And again, thank you for all that he's doing. And thank you for listening to us and making us grow the way that the program is. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have our first military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Disney has announced that it's postponing its mid-July reopening of their Southern California theme parks as the coronavirus flares up again in that state. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Just in the last few days, those numbers have increased some 69% to 7,149 individuals, over 7,000 individuals, a record number here in the state of California that have tested positive for COVID-19.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut said that visitors from 8 states would have to quarantine for 14 days. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
If you are violating the quarantine, you can be subject to a judicial order and mandatory quarantine. You could have to pay the costs of quarantine. There are also fines.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy. Find them on the web by going to the NAA.edu website. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Right now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations, two campuses to serve you. They have one in New England at Concord, Mass., which is right outside the city of Boston. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Florida, which is right in the Tampa Bay, Florida region across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. So, here's what you do. To find out more about what they can offer, and believe me, becoming an aviation maintenance tech is a tremendous opportunity for you, because you will start out 40 hours a week with a $60,000 a year job, and it only goes up from there. There's all kinds of work to be done, all kinds of overtime right now because of all the aircraft that's been grounded. And when they bring those aircraft back into service at commercial airlines, it requires an aviation maintenance tech to not only check out the plane mechanically, but also to certify it as being able to fly again. Now, that being said, NAA.edu is the website. That's NAA.edu. The telephone number to take a tour at one of their campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida, the telephone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them, ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, two of the top technology experts at the Pentagon have submitted their reservations, namely Griffin and Porter, Mr. Griffin and Porter. This following just a handful of women appointees that are in the Pentagon right now, because three women, Elaine McCuster, Catherine Wheelberger, and Lisa Porter, announced their resignations from the Department of Defense all within a week of each other. And it represented more than just an opening up of empty seats in the Pentagon. It represented three women, because obviously the Pentagon is trying to put as many women in jobs as they possibly can. So we'll see where that goes. Now, we're hearing that the Pentagon is trying to come to a conclusion one way or the other about two military helicopters that roared over demonstrators in Washington protesting after the death of George Floyd. They were producing winds equivalent to a tropical storm, which the whole purpose of it was to blow the people, disorient them and blow them down the street and maybe get them to stop protesting, you think? So the Pentagon is answering the complaints as to, well, why were those helicopters doing that? They're way down low. Well, geez, give me a break. By the way, the House Armed Services Committee wants to limit the amount of money the Air Force and Navy can get for their respective sixth-generation fighter programs until it gets some answers. So Congress has questions about the next-generation fighter programs, and they want to bring people in to talk about it. Now, there's a ship the Navy has called the John C. Stennis. It's an aircraft carrier. And John C. Stennis was an ardent segregationist. So the question suddenly came up, is it time to change the aircraft carrier's name? Because back in the 1950s, the Mississippi Democrat was a signer of the so-called Southern Manifesto, which opposed civil rights efforts altogether. 3 decades later, he was the only Southern Democrat to oppose a national holiday in remembrance of the Reverend Martin Luther King. But needless to say, he had a ship named after him. So the question now for the Navy is, should they change the name of the ship because of the individual and what the individual represented? Well, I guess we'll find out soon enough now, won't we? Well, combat patches have been approved for U.S. soldiers in Saudi Arabia since the oil facilities attacked there. American soldiers have been cleared to wear combat patches for serving in Saudi Arabia since September's rebel attack on the oil infrastructure there, where they helped to repel the attack, amongst other things. By the way, U.S. troops stationed in South Korea will get a chance to choose from four options to name the command's new diversity command intended to promote unity and eradicate racism in the ranks. We'll see what that does for the score. And the littoral combat ship, USS Gabrielle Giffords, joined two Japanese maritime self-defense force ships for training in the contentious South China Sea on Tuesday. We'll see how China likes that and whether or not they buzz our ships. And the risk of a military conflict between China and the U.S. is higher than ever, as communication channels between the country's armed forces have fallen largely silent. And that's never all that good. By the way, former Defense Secretary and retired Marine General James Mattis has appeared in a pandemic public service announcement urging listeners in his hometown to wear face coverings. That's the first time he's done that. And gaps in the data that follows F-35 spare parts are leading to a rise in costs. And right now lawmakers are trying to get some answers for that. And while lawmakers want to know what data exists and how it's shared and what threats these craft, the UFO, that are flying around, they keep getting reported about, may pose, they want to know if there's an adversary that's out there flying around in outer space. Well, I guess we'll know soon, won't we? After all, it's the Congress, and they move at such lightning speed, don't they? Now, the House Armed Services Military Personnel Subcommittee wants to require the Defense Department to include more detail in its annual military suicide reports to Congress, including what steps military departments are taking to make it feel less controversial for troops to ask to help to see if they're struggling with issues of mental health and whether or not they're committing suicide. Congress also wants the commander of the U.S. Special Operations Command to provide a plan on how to counter emerging threats from foreign countries while continuing to fight terrorism and fix ethics and professionalism concerns in the command. And the Senate on Monday approved a bill to grant all veterans with service-connected disabilities free lifetime entry to America's 419 national park sites. About damn time. About damn time. And I certainly hope that that goes through. If the again, why on earth would the Democrats try to hold that up? Since they're trying to hold up anything else that makes any sense when it comes to the President Donald Trump. Why? Well, coming up, we're going to have the Truckers Highway Bible Report, and then right after that, we will have the Denise Simon interviews that we do, and we're going to start, of course, with her talking all about the Michael Flynn case, which is the big news of the day for the people in the circles in which we hang around. And by the way, a Catholic teacher was fired for criticizing the Black Lives Matter movement, and she's warning all conservatives, you need to be on the offensive against these people, not defensive, offensive. In addition, Black Lives Matter destroyed a statue of an immigrant who died fighting slavery. Can you believe it? Died fighting slavery. And they tore his statue down. And then there's people like Spike Lee. We'll end with that for this segment. Spike Lee, who said America was built on genocide, slavery, and theft. I don't know what he's been smoking, but obviously he hasn't been paying attention to the Constitution, how we got there, the Bill of Rights, and the Federalist Papers. Now, has he? Spike Lee. Why would anybody ever want to go pay any attention to him? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and there she is, Donna Fiducia, my pal, gal pal up there in Carrollton, Georgia. She and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch in Carrollton, and you can hear her on my program, Opine. Quite a little bit there, and her little liners are very greatly appreciated. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J truck stop closest to you. Pilot or Flying J, the number one truck stop chain in the country. And here we go. We'll be right back. there just to wind you up a little bit there, and that's Back in the Day. That's called Stranglehold, and that song is over 50 years old. Holy smokes. Hard to believe. Okay, here we go with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Scattered, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible across parts of the north-central U.S. today, tonight, and tomorrow. And heavy rain may also lead to additional flash flooding across portions of southwestern Louisiana, as well as into southern Mississippi through Thursday evening and Friday morning. Now, a dangerous heat wave continues out in the west coast of northern and central California. But not to be outdone, Florida. Yesterday, heat index temperatures approaching 110 in many portions of Florida. And today, more of the same. Now, I'll talk about California first because from the inland areas around Los Angeles all the way up to Medford, Oregon, to include the going up Sacramento all the way to Donner Pass. Holy smokes. Temperatures in the 90s, temperatures in the hundreds, actual temperatures up in the hundreds. And some temperatures as high, in the high desert as high as 110 degrees. Now, we just had heat factors yesterday up to 110 degrees down here in Florida. Actual temperatures 90 to 97 degrees in a lot of areas. We're going to see more of the same today. And if you're going across I-10, headed over towards, let's say, New Orleans, you're going to run into rain. You'll hit it about Mobile, and you'll be in it all the way to New Orleans. And also, if you're going to go over towards Houston, you're going to find some rain in the Houston area and also over towards Galveston. And the air quality is not all that great tonight over in Dallas. We're seeing an air quality alert. We're also seeing a flood advisory up towards, it looks like, Wichita Falls right now that moved from where it was earlier. So Sally doesn't need to worry about that. And then going on out west, the northwestern corner of Arizona, you've got some very unsettled weather conditions there, as well as most of Nevada with a heat advisory there, besides the fact that we could have some storms develop during the course of the day. And that also applies for the eastern part of South Dakota, the eastern part of Iowa, and the western and southwestern corner of Wisconsin tonight, where we could get some interesting weather going on there. Now, we do have some showers in the mix. Looks like from Virginia to Jersey. Be advised of that. That's the northeastern corner of Virginia and the southern part of Jersey. Looks like we could get some rain tonight. So, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Now, if you're out there on the highway and you need a shower, or you need to do your laundry, or you need to take your 10-hour break, they got the parking lots, they got the facilities, they got everything you need to do just that. And then they got some good food, too, if you need some good food. Because not only in the Pilots and the Flying J's do they have the places that will shock you because you wouldn't expect to find them there, an Arby's, a Wendy's, even a McDonald's, but you'll find the good sit-down restaurants in the Flying J's, namely the Denny's or the Huddle Houses or the Moe's Southwest Grills. And by the way, the Huddle Houses, I used to like going to them. It was kind of like going to Waffle House because you get you get the hash browns the way you wanted them, and you get the, you know, the breakfasts are just really good at those places. And I was in a Huddle House, or not a Huddle House, I was in a Waffle House a couple weeks ago, and I was surprised. I was surprised they're still just as good as they used to be when I used to go there all the time. Now I kind of spread it out. I spread the wealth. All right. And, you know, the best part about it is here on the Captain's America Third Watch, we do have some really, really loyal listeners, and we appreciate them very much because you make this program go. Make no mistake about it. You make this program go. You make suggestions, different things for us to do, and we certainly appreciate all of that. And it's all good because this program is all about we the people. and what we the people can do to keep things moving along. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but I got sent something here about Joe Biden. And he talks about the Black Lives Movement and all that sort of stuff and all the stuff that's going on there. But in the meantime, back in 1979, Biden's newly resurfaced vote right there to protect segregated private schools has come out again. Because in the 1970s, Joe Biden, who was storming along as a congressman, the IRS proposed new guidelines to eliminate the tax-exempt status of the racially segregated private schools, and he jumped right on the bandwagon and got into it. Now, it started in 78, went to 79. He continued to hold his ground and his roots there for a while. But it's quite a story behind him when it comes to segregation. And I think if the ACLU and some of the other organizations got a hold of the information, they might change their mind. They might change their mind about him. And again, the more we find out about Joe Biden, the more we're finding out about the fact that he's just not the guy that he claims to be. Because everybody's got skeletons in their closet. Some people reveal them, some people don't. But he's trying to lie his way around different situations. You know, the bit here about the Lieutenant General Flynn investigation. We found out yesterday from Peter Strzok in his notes that he revealed that Joe Biden knew about the Flynn probe, despite his denials, with the information that was going back and forth, being emailed back and forth, and being instant messaged back and forth. Biden was right in the middle of it. And I'm not surprised. And neither should you be. All right, I hear the music coming up. That means it's time to go to the top of the hour break. And when we come back, we're going to have more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, I'm going to let Kathy give you the phone number here because we'll let Kathy take us to break. So Kathy's going to tell you how to do that. And here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.